When Avraham was 99 years old, Hashem approaches him, makes a covenant with him, and tells him, Hishalech lefana, you should walk before me, veye tamim, you should be tamim. What does that mean to be tamim? Some understand it or translate it as perfect, but it's certainly a vague term, yet undefined in the Torah text, somewhat unclear. And therefore, it's fascinating to study a beautiful presentation here in our Parsha from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi posits that what this pasuk is communicating and what the concept of tamim means in general in Tanakh and in Chazal is inyan hatmimus hu shiyasa ratzon habore velo yachkor lama tziveu kan. We do what Hashem wants, we do what Hashem commands, and we don't make that dependent on our own personal investigations, our understanding, our analyses of the why. We do mitzvos because we're commanded, without questioning or trying to understand why. The Beis Halevi brings as support for this definition of the term a medrash in Tehillim, commenting on the pasuk in Perek Kuf Yud Tes of Tehillim, which says, Ashrei tmimei derech, praise are those who are tmimim, and says the medrash this refers specifically to the Dor HaMidbar. And the medrash elaborates that the Dor HaMidbar, those who received the Torah when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were given various mitzvot. The medrash lists a few of them. For example, Lo Safajel Kedi B'chalei Vimo, the prohibitions governing the mixing of meat and milk. And says the medrash, even though this is a mitzvah which you wouldn't necessarily understand at all, certainly not at first blush, but the people did not ask why we can't cook meat and milk together, Ela Kiblu Aleihem. Just immediately they accepted the authority and the binding nature of the mitzvos and the Torah. Says the Beis Halevi, we see here from this medrash this idea, that the idea of tamim, the idea of tamimus, is accepting mitzvos even without knowing the reason for them, and even if we did know the reason, not making our observance of mitzvos contingent on those reasons. The Beis Halevi then asks, on his own definition, he asks on himself, an obvious and powerful question. Says the Beis Halevi, but aren't we obligated, aren't we commanded to study, to understand all the details of mitzvos? Aren't we even commanded, according to some, or encouraged to understand the reasons for mitzvos? So doesn't that contradict this exhortation here in our Parsha and in other sources to be a tamim, which we're now defining as doing things without knowing the reason? Says the Beis Halevi, we have to make a profound, subtle, but significant, nonetheless, distinction between learning and doing. Says the Beis Halevi, in hachinami 100%. There absolutely is a value and even a mitzvah to study the details and the reasons for mitzvos. Ze b'chlal limud ha-Torah, she mitzuveh lelomdeha leida osa. Says the Beis Halevi, yes, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, very central mitzvah. Part of that central mitzvah is to understand the details and the reasons for mitzvos. However, says the Beis Halevi, we have to make the distinction between when we're studying and when we're performing the mitzvos. When we study, we want to understand everything, and the more we understand, the better. However, he says, when it comes to doing the mitzvah, aval b'ikar ha'asiyah shelo, when it comes to actually doing the mitzvah, then we do it not because of the reasons, rather shekeinu ratzon yisparach. V'lo b'mnei shehu rotzeh lachkor amay tziveu kein. When we're doing the mitzvah, we're doing it not for this or that reason, even if we understand the reason, even if it makes sense to us, it doesn't matter. And we certainly do it even if we don't understand the reason. There's a distinction, says the Beis Halevi, between action and learning, between deed and thinking, if you will. And therefore, we have to, so to speak, live on both planes. When we're learning, yes, study and understand the reasons. But when we're doing and performing the mitzvos, we do it completely disconnected to, and certainly not contingent upon, those mitzvos. The Beis Halevi continues and develops this idea with numerous other sources, examples, and proofs, but I want to mention one final one, which to me is so beautiful, which he ends the piece on. And that is that the Medrash, at least in one place, in a Gemara, in Masechta Chulin, seems to compare, in a very favorable way, people to animals. We're like a behemoth. And of course, it seems on its face very peculiar, and the question is obvious. In what sense are we like animals, and how could that possibly be a good thing? So to answer this question, the Beis Halevi brilliantly draws a homiletical or even profoundly philosophical explanation from the world of halacha. That is the world of kinyanim, the modes of acquisition, The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chav Beis tells us that one of the modes of acquisition, according to Halacha, one of the kinyanim is known as meshicha, when you pull or draw whatever property you're purchasing into your property, that affects the kinyan, the transfer of formal ownership. The Gemara gives an example of an animal. If you physically pull an animal that you've purchased onto your property, that gives it a kinyan. That, the physical drawing onto your property, that's what makes it yours. The Gemara gives another example, which would be even for an Eved. If you would physically bring him onto your property, that would also be a form of a kinyan. The Gemara, however, also says that there's another way you can fulfill the kinyan of Mashicha, and that is not physically bringing the animal onto your property, or whatever the thing is, but rather if you would call the animal in response to your voice, it walked onto your property, even though you didn't physically drag the animal, but we view it as if the animal is responding to your voice, and therefore we view it as if you brought the animal onto your property. However, in this critical point, says the Gemara, there's a distinction, because when it comes with an Eved, even if you call the Eved and it walks onto your property, the Eved is not considered yours, that's not considered Mashicha. Why? Because a human being, all human beings, even an Eved, do things because they have free choice, free will. They're ba'alei bechira. Even if you called someone or asked someone to do something, when and if they do it, they're ultimately making that decision on their own. Therefore, we wouldn't view that as you brought the Eved onto your property because they responded to your voice. That would be the Eved on his own doing it, and that would not be the kinyan. Therefore, says the Beis Halevi, in that sense, Chazal compare us favorably to an animal, in the sense that we're like a behema. We do mitzvos even when we know the reasons. We're not doing it because of our own thoughts and our own understanding. We're doing it because Hashem called us. And so to speak, in response to his voice, in response to his tzivoy, we are called to follow the mitzvos. That is the highest form of mitzvah observance, says the Beis Halevi. That is what it means to be a tamim. And that's what the pasuk means here with Avram Avinu.